Hello, everybody. This is the first episode of Empowered by Grace. I am your host, Moses, and I am here with
Sarah. Nice to meet you guys.
And yeah, we are as excited as you are to introduce this podcast that we've just created. I'm kind of nervous, I'm not gonna lie, but obviously the Holy Spirit is moving with us. We're gonna just talk naturally, and yeah, we'll get into it. Obviously, this podcast has been in the works for months now, and we've only just got started. It's now May, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the future, what we can develop from this podcast. So I honestly thank you so much for the support for this podcast. Thank you so much. I did promote this the other day on my platform, and I thank you guys so much for actually giving us the support we need for this podcast to grow. And I pray, and in God's willing, that this podcast can grow and be successful in the future.
And reach other people and people who need to hear it.
That's our aim. And we also want to promote Jess's and Barney's project, because obviously they've started a project before we started this podcast called Saved by Grace UK, and they've already put out a testimony from Dylan, which was very amazing.
We did watch the video yesterday.
I think it got released yesterday or the day before. I'm pretty sure yesterday. I was touched. It was very, very amazing. I was like, yo, this guy's like, it's amazing. You just need to watch it. They do have an Instagram account, Saved by Grace UK. Okay. No capitals, no underscores, no nothing on Instagram. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah. They make small videos, really short videos about testimonies and what God's done, and they're honestly life-changing. Like, you hear them and you're like, wow, like, God's doing that in someone's life. He can definitely do that in mine. So yeah, go check them out.
I'm actually very proud of Jess. Like, the fact I never knew, like, she was a Christian like that until I saw, like, the things that she's been doing, like, all this. Like, she obviously goes to your church as her father's a pastor as well. I was very shocked when I heard that. I was thinking, out of all people, I never thought Jess was one of the people who get saved by God, but apparently she is. And now finding out that her and Barney, I did talk to Barney today even about his project. Her and Barney starting a project together to allow more people to grow in Christ. It's like really amazing. And I really wish more people in our school did the same thing. Like, had not even, it doesn't have to be like major. It has to, like, just like small, minuscule, begin your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a little thing that could make a big difference. Because I always like to say, one small thing makes a really big difference.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone in the school had something small to give to other people in order to promote Christ, that's all I wanted. And I do encourage the youth that I go to do the same thing with other people as well, because I know that in society nowadays it is hard to promote things to other people, especially people you don't know, because obviously you're afraid of what they might think of you, what they speak about you. And I rate the street preachers as well. The street preachers, you are the bravest people I've ever met. Cause honestly, if it was someone else who did not preach on the streets before and was told, go out and preach on the streets, they'll probably be pooing themselves, probably going back home like two seconds in from them preaching, and just be like, I don't want to do this. But it's important to, like, you know, get out of your comfort zone.
I agree 100%.
You did tell me that you have done street preaching before.
Yeah, I have.
Do you want to explain what it's like? Because obviously, I have preached, but I've not preached on the street.
It's scary. It's very scary. I think that you have to ask God for a lot of boldness and courage to be able to go out there, because you are gonna get rejections. As Christians, we are gonna get rejections, and that's scary. But
many rejections.
You're planting a seed that God can water and then grow. And that's going to create something so beautiful in God's timing. But I think, to be fair, I think the more you do it, the more you're like, okay, like, the worst thing that's going to happen is get a rejection. That's it. And the worst thing that's going to happen to them, either they reject God or not. Yeah. Which, obviously, that's what we don't want that. Why are we creating this podcast? The reason why we're doing this podcast is obviously to get people to come to Christ so that they can hear stories about Christ and what God's done in our lives and other people's lives. And yeah, we want to reach as many people as we can, and this is why we're creating this. We're called to be the light in the darkness, and that's what we want to do. It's scary. Like, I'm genuinely nervous. Like, I'm so nervous to do this, but like, we're just gonna let the Holy Spirit lead us. But it's scary, and we want to spread the word of God and reach as many people as we can. Even if you just want to hear this 10 minutes, 5 minutes, okay, that's okay. Honestly, that's it. Like, we just want you to hear about God, because our God is so good, and
very good.
He does things where you're like, what? No way he's done that. Like, and the thing with testimonies, which we're going to get into, is I can't tell you, no, your testimony is not true, because you've experienced that.
It. Like, I can't experience that. I'm not you.
Exactly.
Like, you, if you told me your testimony, I can't say, oh, it's fake, it's baloney. Like, I'm not you. I'm not Zara.
Yeah.
Jerry, like, you get me? Like, I cannot say or even prove that it's fake.
Yeah, because I've experienced it, or he's experienced it, or you've experienced it. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about what faith is and our testimonies. And so, do you want to start?
Before that, obviously with going out and preaching the word of God, this has been pretty much... it has a lot of things to do with faith, because having that boldness to go out and just be like, yo, God is good all the time, it's something that a lot of people struggle with. Obviously, fun fact about me, many people do not know, or do know if you went to my church, I have been preaching for 3 years. When I started it was online during lockdown, so obviously I couldn't really do anything. But when I actually stood in front of a congregation, like a full audience, and started preaching God's words, I can pretty much tell you, I was nervous. I was there, I'm actually doing this. Like, I've preached throughout the 3 years. I've preached 9 times. I think in a couple of months' time, I'm gonna preach for the 10th time in a youth conference.
Yeah.
I do need to talk to you about that as well after this podcast, but.
Yeah,
preaching is not easy. Like, my pastor did tell me, or tell the youth one time, don't preach just because, oh yeah, you know all your stuff, or don't preach expecting you know everything, or you're just doing it to show off or whatever, X, Y, and Z. You need to preach because you're
called to it, and because God's telling you to do that.
Yeah, one thing my pastor actually does, actually, I think he told me this. I can't remember exactly what he said, but. Every time he preaches almost every single Sunday of the week. There's no Sunday he misses preaching, but every time he preaches, from the Sunday he knows he's preaching to the Sunday he is preaching, he goes out the park or whatever, the quiet place, and just prays and writes notes all the down. And he's always nervous. He takes like 5-6 days just to prepare,
because it's effort.
It's a lot of effort. Like, you can imagine, every time I'm almost about to preach, I get a theme of what I'm about to preach, like the day before I'm preaching. I'm just there like, surely I should have more time, you get me? Because one day, like, you can imagine what I'm doing on a Saturday before Sunday. Imagine I had 5 days to prepare. Like, every day I can prep just for one Sunday, even if it's one Sunday out of 6 months. I should have that preparation time, so I do not fumble, I do not get nervous or anything, and I have a full guidance of what God has called me to do in the preaching. Because some people obviously, just because you've preached before, just because you've done preaching, well done, congratulations to you, not everyone's called to the ministry, because there are people who want to do preaching but are not pure in the spirit, you get me?
That's true.
One video that I did see is female pastor did say that, oh, not everyone's been, everyone's called to the ministry, not everyone's called to play guitar, not everyone's called to sing.
Yeah, we all have our own gifts, and like, and that's for whenever God wanted to reveal that to us, that's for him to decide, not for us. Like, it's all in God's timing. No, but yeah, should we get started?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So anyways, obviously talking about faith and what it is. Faith is, it gets described in many things, but what I wrote down in my notes, faith is like an deep, like amazing, like surrendering to like God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's faith and there's belief. I think there's two different things. Like, because anyone can say, oh, I believe in God. Like, even the devil believes in God. Even his demons believe in God. But having faith, it means that you're willing to put your whole life on the line.
You're walking blindly.
Yeah.
Without knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like pin the pinata. You're just blindfolded. You don't even know where the pinata is going. Like, let's say, oh, we're in a party. Yeah, pin the pinata. I'll get blindfolded and I have no idea where the pinata is or where I'm putting the table.
But you have to trust.
But I have to trust that I know who's guiding me.
It's
got me. So
it's
literally the same with God. Like you have to walk in faith and not by sight.
Yes.
So you pretty much have to walk, like pretend you have no sight at all. Pretend you're like one of them blind people. Like you'd have to fully trust in like a guider or a mentor that whatever you're doing or whatever he is pushing you to do is the right thing to do. Our God, thankfully,
he's never failed us.
Like, he's perfect. He's got it all. He's got everything. Like, you cannot go wrong with God. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot put it into any more complicated words. You cannot go wrong with God. It's point blank. Period. Like, you just put your trust in Him, your faith in Him. You're pretty much sorted, but I know a lot of people do when it comes to like obstacle courses. Obviously, I know a lot of people be like, oh yeah, this is tough, I should give up. Obviously, do not give up. Obviously there's gonna be times where you feel like you can't do this, where you give up. There's gonna be times where you've cried because you just had enough. But honestly, if you just trust God anyway and just thank God for this opportunity of learning, like, hey, 3 days ago I failed my theory test. I had high hopes I was passing, but even though I failed, I still learned something from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God for it, because even though I prayed to pass, even though I failed, I still thanked Him, because obviously even though I didn't get what I wanted, I still learned something in the long run, and it's what I needed realistically. And I do want to go into scripture here in James chapter 2 verse 17. It says here, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So what the scripture means by that, what it means by that is that you can have a whole lot of faith. You can say, oh, I believe in God, I believe this, I believe X, Y, and Z, but your actions need to follow through.
Yeah.
I've always said, I've said this for the longest time. I can never get tired of saying this. You need to prove that you actually have that faith or that belief, because you can't really just say, I believe in God, and start cussing out your teacher. You can't really say, I believe in God, and start saying hurtful things, start gossiping, start lying to people, etc. Obviously, it's hard. As a Christian, it's hard.
It's not easy.
I've had a lot of people say to me, if I do something wrong, oh, I thought you were Christian, oh, God will not like me.
Oh, my goodness. So many times. But you know what? Like, it kind of convicts us. Like, the devil will try to condemn you for that. But God's like, no, that's not from me. I don't do that condemnation. I don't give you that. I give you conviction. And He wants us to learn from that. Like, deep down, we know if we're wrong. If I'm swearing to my teachers, and then someone goes, oh, that's not very Christian of you. Yes, we're like, oh, damn, like, whoa, like, yeah, that's not very Christian of me. But then when we go before God and we're like, God, like, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry that I'm not applying what you're telling me to do in my life. But yeah, that's really important when it comes to faith. I think we have to apply what God tells us to do, and he's going to place us through many trials and temptations, and that's when our faith is going to be tested the most. Like, do we really trust in God? Do we, when we're crying to God and we're telling him, God, like, I need your help, like, I haven't got a house, I'm failing my exams, are we trusting in him, or are we just praying out to him and not for really desperacy.
Just to be desperate, just because you have no other things. Like, people say, oh, if you're feeling down, pray, but like, you do you are you really
believe
praying?
In what you're praying for? Pray with expectancy.
Exactly. All my days, I've seen this video where it's like, oh, don't stop praying, oh yeah, I pray, Lord, that you give me this. I pray, Lord, that you give me this. Pray as in, like, yo, Lord, I thank you that you've given me this, although it has not happened or it's not been given
if
to me.
If it is in your will.
Yes, if it's in your will.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Jesus, when before he was about days or even 2 days from dying, he was like, yo, God, I don't want to do this. Like, surely there's other way. But you know what he said? But it's not by my will, it's by your will.
Yes.
Meaning that I do not have the final say on what is planned for me, that it's you, God, it's you. All my days.
Jeremiah, it literally came to my head.
Bro, like,
I know the plans I have for you.
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Bro, I know someone who loves that verse so much. It's like, it's
oh my goodness, yes.
I'm pretty sure the person's watching this will be like, yo, they shouted out my verse. But anyway, but on a serious note, you need to pray with expectancy. Just don't stop praying to be desperate. Don't beg. Like beggars is not good. It doesn't give you a good image. Like, pray with
expectancy.
Is hard. Word. Knowing that it has happened already. Knowing that it is done.
Trusting that whatever God's got planned for you is so much greater than what you want. I think that's really important as well. That sometimes we have faith in God, and we pray to God, and we're like, God, please make this happen. Please make this happen. I believe that you're going to make this happen. But what we forget is to take into account that it's God's will, not ours. That it's God's plan and not ours.
And we're not perfect. Like,
no,
we're literally never
absolutely
perfect.
Not. No one is,
and we will never be perfect. That's
we're so far from perfect.
Like if perfect had its own rank, would be like close to us. Like, I'm not even joking. If let's say God is perfect, number one, we'll be like 2,500,000, etc. Yeah, it would be stupidly low. But that's the point. We're learning. Obviously, even 116-year-olds now living today are still learning, even though they've got probably the most wisdom out of all of us. Like, it's important to learn. Like, it's learning is how we grow. You get me?
Yeah.
So I don't understand these ignorant people who's like, oh yeah, I've learned everything, or they feel like they don't need more to learn.
We have to have grace. We have to have grace when it comes to these types of things.
Yeah, very, very much grace.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to grace as well, people take, in fact, obviously salvation, I want to talk about this. Salvation is getting for granted so many times. Like, obviously, I hear a lot of people, even in the school, I hear a lot of people say, oh yeah, if God is an all-loving God, yeah, he'll just forgive me after this. You're missing the point. If it had a target, I'm sorry, if there was a dot, you've completely missed the dot.
No,
you've completely missed the board, let alone the whole bullseye thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've completely missed the point, and like, what it means to repent and I'm like, we forget, like, ask for forgiveness. Like, yes, obviously we're free to be born again Christians. Yeah, we're obviously promised eternal life, but don't take it for granted. Don't take it as like, oh, minor thing. Oh yeah, we can do all of this. No, it doesn't give you the excuse to continue living your old life, because otherwise, what have you learned? Simple as
that. No, and the road to salvation is believing that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for you, that he died for your sins. That's really important to believe, and sometimes you can forget that, because sometimes we know it, but do we believe it? Do we really like say, like, God, God, thank you for dying on the cross for me, for thinking about me when you literally shed blood, and oh, like the things Jesus went through just for us. Like, does that not show how much love Jesus has for you?
For you to be here to have eternal life. Like, I cannot imagine getting 50 whips and not looking the same as myself. not to mention wearing a crown of thorns spiked into your head. Like, you think these braids, you think these popsicle braids don't hurt when they itch, bro? You think these are bad? Wear the crown of thorns. You literally take braids for granted. I'm not even joking.
No, it's not even like what he looked like. Like, the pain that he suffered, the pain was so intense.
Like, not even like, just physical suffering. No,
Jesus cried out to God. Like, exactly. It was so painful.
Very.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a physical pain. For obviously, we know what physical pain was. That it was the mental pain. It was like the heart pain, because he literally did it with everyone mocking him, booing him, laughing at him, anything against him. And even with that, like, all of that against him, he was like, "Yo, God,
I trust you.
Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they." Like, he had the urge to forgive. He had that thing in his spirit. He had that, like, pure in his spirit to forgive people, even though they were all against him.
Yeah.
Like, even Pontius Pilate, they didn't want to crucify him, but everyone was still against him.
Because he knew that, because Jesus knew that what God had planned for the nations was so much greater than anything.
Very
nice. Yeah, I think that we're... Are you done with that, or do you want to continue, like...
Yeah, I mean, I'll close it right now, but... I can never, like, comprehend the beauty that we've just been given.
Mm-hmm.
Despite us doing so much to stab him in the back, to spit in his face, to mock him, to blaspheme against him. Like, yeah. There's no way.
We fail him every single day, yet he continues to love us.
Every single, not even every second, every hour.
All
every
the minute, time, all the time.
Every millisecond, every nanosecond. It's not even funny, it's like...
Yeah, but it's true. Like, we fail God so much, and he loves us so much that...
Very much.
That
he gave his only son.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
John 3:16. It's just the easiest verse to remember. Yeah. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For whoever shall believe in him shall not die or perish, but have eternal life. Literally, it's the most simple verse to memorize, but it's the most effective and important verse.
It's like, so powerful. It's so powerful.
Like, you can't say it's not powerful. Okay. But with all that being said, we'll just talk about our testimonies and our experience of how we got closer to God and how we are growing with Christ every single day.
And in faith, which is...
Yeah, because we both fall short. You think, what, we're standing here being perfect little angels?
Oh, no.
With halos absolutely on our, not. With halos on our head. Oh, praise be to Jesus. No. I'm sorry. I, as much as I want to do that, no, we're not. We're nowhere near perfect. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I'm sorry. The amount of things that I've done, even being saved, is...
Yeah.
But we're learning. We're learning.
Should I go?
Yeah.
So I grew up as a Christian. I grew up in a Christian household. Everything was fine. I never really understood the meaning of what being a Christian was. I didn't know my identity, nothing like that.
There are others around the world who are doing the same thing. For example,
exactly.
Gabriel Storm is a perfect example. You should follow him on Instagram. Who else, like,
All For My Girls, this podcast, Girls Gone Bible,
Girls Gone Bible, George Janko, Clive. Oof.
Yep.
Clive
Save Not
Clive?
Soft.
I mean Clift. And Clift? What? I mean, sorry. Ask Cliff. You know who I'm talking about, Cliff. Cliff. He's also doing the same thing. Obviously, Cliff is the most, like, one of the most intelligent beings. Oh my days, the most The logic Cliff has is just it's beyond amazing. Like,
it makes you think, does God have favorites? No, I'm joking. It doesn't. But like, as I was saying, I grew up, so everything was fine. Well, at least I thought it was fine. Obviously, it wasn't. I was out there in the world. What I mean by that is I wasn't living a godly life. And even when I became a Christian, I wasn't living a godly life because I didn't know what it was. Until one night, I moved up here to Newcastle because I used to live in London. I lived there for like 10 years and I moved up here. And I was invited to this new church and it was great. Like, honestly, I was like, okay, it's the same old thing. I'm just going to church. Didn't know what it meant. Didn't know what church was. And then after that, I had this moment where I saw everyone with their hands up and I was like, whoa, like, what is this? I saw people worshiping God and like praying out loud, and I was like speak in tongues, and I was like, whoa, I was like what is this? Like, I've never experienced this. Yeah. And
by the way, I don't know why I'm saying by the way, if you don't know what tongues is, I know people.
Oh yeah, sorry, I should.
Yeah, but people do not know what tongues is. Or I mean, so you get learned this in school, but anyways, if you don't know what tongues is, it's basically like this heavenly language. I've also got this whole Bible study on this as well. Tongues is pretty much speaking in a heavenly language, or in some cases speaking in a known language in the world, mm-hmm. that people can understand and interpret. Obviously there's the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues, so
yeah.
obviously a lot of people who I know can't speak tongues, but I've never actually found someone who can interpret tongues. I am dying to find that person who can interpret tongues.
That'd be so cool. Like, that would be too sick.
I've never actually like met someone. I've seen one girl in like YouTube like managed to interpret tongues, but I've never seen someone, mm-hmm. in real life, in person, like actually like interpret tongues.
Yeah.
So I think that would be cool if I actually saw one. But yeah, if that's what tongues is in the nutshell. Yeah. So
and so I was in church and whatever, I didn't think anything of it. And then everything was very scary because I was like, why are people crying so much? And I didn't know whether it was happy tears or sad tears. But then I would see people and they would be laughing and like smiling. And I was like, what is this? Like, I kind of want to know what this is. Like, why are people raising their hands and jumping up and down? And like,
yeah, definitely Pentecostal, can't I?
And then, so I didn't think anything of it. I spent my usual Sunday, went back home. And then I was just in my room and I was listening to worship. And I was like, God, I was like, I want to feel you. I want to feel your love. And I'm hurting. And I know you can heal me. That was the first time I said, I know you can heal me. I don't think I really believed it. But in my heart, I was like, do I believe this or not? Like, let me give it a shot. Let me give it a shot, because why not?
Uncertainty, the second guessing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, whatever, I prayed. And then a couple weeks after, I went back to church. I think that it was very weird being back at church, because I stopped going to church after that. I went to church after coming here. It was weird because I went to church and I didn't think anything of it again. It was just normal day. Until a pastor came, the pastor's wife came, and she started praying for me. And I was like, okay, I was like, whoa, okay. Like, what's happening here? Like, why do I feel like some shiver going down my spine? And like, I had goosebumps, and yeah, like, it was really weird. She was praying for me, and this is when I knew that my answer was prayer.
Your prayer was answered.
Oh my God.
That's right. Your prayer was answered.
Yeah, my prayer was answered. And it was scary, but at the same time, I felt so relieved, and I felt so much peace, and I felt like a massive, like, massive, massive lift off my shoulders. Mm. I had let go of a lot of grudges and a lot of anger. And that was all because of Jesus.
Amen.
Like, God is so good, honestly.
Very good.
I did struggle after that, because it's not easy. Like, it's not easy to maintain a steady routine. But if you really love God and you really get to know Him, it won't start feeling like a routine or a chore. It will become something that you love doing because of what you've experienced. And even then, even if we experience things, like, sometimes we can forget like how good God is. Mm. And even in bad times, we forget to rejoice in what God's doing, because we could be going through like bad things whilst being a believer, but God's like behind us, like working and doing something so good that in the future is going to make us go, whoa, like, God had a plan for me this whole time.
Yep.
And I never knew that before. I didn't know that before. I didn't know that God had a plan for me. And I truly believe that He's got a plan for all of you guys. And yeah, I think that's about like it with mine. I think that I learned to go to church because I love Jesus and because I want to get to know him more, because I want to know more about him. And yeah, I think God's done so many things in my life where I've just gone like poof, like it's been crazy. Like another one of my testimonies, which is just mental. I was in summer camp and we were playing football. I told you about this.
Yeah.
We were playing football and I rolled my ankle and I'm like, oh damn, like I can't play anymore. Like I couldn't walk, I couldn't stand up, like nothing at all. And my friends were like, this was a youth camp, like church camp, and they go, oh, let's pray for you, like let's pray for you right now. And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like let's do it.
Are we doing this right now,
guys? Yeah. And they prayed for me, and I'm not even joking, like as soon as they finished the prayer, like I could jump, I could run, I could sprint, I could do whatever you think. Like it was as if my ankle, nothing had happened to it. Which is crazy, because you hear about stories, oh yeah, this person was healed, oh yeah, or like stories in the Bible about God healing people, and then it actually happens to you and you're like, whoa, like what the heck, like has that really just happened? But yeah, like God is so good. And if you believe, because I don't think I fully believed, but in my heart I was like, I want this to happen, and I kind of feel as though God can make that happen, and he made it happen. And I'm not saying that like it's gonna happen straight away for you if you ask, oh God, remove this problem from my life. No, it sometimes it doesn't work like that, and we're gonna have to go through problems ourselves with God's help, by God, with God by our side. He's gonna help you in the storm and give you peace whilst you're going through a temptation or a trial or problems and whatever. And that's what he did with me, which I'm so grateful for, and till this day he continues to do amazing things. And yeah, I think that's my testimony.
That's a very blessed testimony. When you messaged me about the thing, I was like, whoa, ankle being healed.
Yeah, like, so this happens in movies. Oh, this doesn't happen in like real life.
Expect the movies, like, oh, what? Alakazam, ankle healed. Like, an ankle being healed. It probably, like, I'm assuming it wasn't broken or anything.
No, it wasn't. Like, I couldn't stand up. I couldn't lean on it or anything.
Exactly. Well, just from that, and then all of a sudden, someone prays, bada bing, bada boom, healed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can't just make this up. You can't make that up. I'm sorry. Like, that's something that would happen in a movie you wouldn't expect in real life.
But yeah,
God is, yeah,
God is so good, and God is so powerful that he can make anything happen, honestly. Yeah, what's your testimony? What have you got to say?
So yeah, my testimony is very, 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 you know, in fact, let me just tell you. I mean, obviously, I did tell you. I have more testimonies to share, but obviously, I'm going to share the one that pretty much most people do know or should know. But obviously, and this actually got caused from a problem that happened in school. Obviously, you know, the musical in February 2024 has just happened. Well, I say just, it's now May, it happened in February. But obviously, the running up to the musical, we had to choose the musical. And I wanted to do In the Heights, and I suggested it to the teachers. And the teachers ended up making that decision, oh yeah, the musical's going to be In the Heights. So I was excited. And on the day of the auditions were meant to happen for In the Heights, I spent my whole fourth period, I think, I spent my whole fourth period literally just practicing and practicing and practicing to get the lead role, who's Navi De La Vega. So, yeah, and also beforehand, I was also practicing a lot at home, normally to the point where I neglected my studies, the majority of my studies I neglected just so I can confirm my main role. And after fourth period, it was obviously psychology fifth period, and halfway in psychology, someone comes in, gives a note, and I hear that auditions have been postponed till further notice. Mm-hmm. I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
The fact that I've just wasted a whole hour on just practicing and just for it to not happen the same day. Mm-hmm. So I was annoyed. So I was thinking, okay, maybe it's just shifted to a different day. Maybe they felt they had to reschedule. So obviously I was trying to be patient as possible to wait. And eventually they came back to us, and I heard people whispering saying that, oh, they might have changed the musical because of this and that.
Yeah.
Or this and this. There's a lot of rumors. And obviously the drama teacher, the head of drama, came and confirmed that there was an audition happening, but it wasn't for In the Heights anymore because of licensing issues. And they tried to get it. Took them three days to try and get it, but failed. So yeah, it went to the musical I didn't want to do or didn't want it to be, which was Grease. And unfortunately for me, it was that musical. So I was very upset. The fact that I've just wasted a whole 2.5 weeks, because I had an advantage, because I already knew that I was going to be In the Heights before it even got announced. So I did extra practice.
Yeah.
So the fact that all of that was ruined, and the fact that I neglected my studies, I didn't feel good. So
yeah, it wasn't nice.
The rest of the day, I was literally like, I was just sad, I was just low. And then on Saturday, the very next day, obviously, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, technically cousins, but like we call her best friend. I was just talking to her because she wasn't meant to be in the musical. I'm pretty sure you saw her with me dancing one of the scenes.
I think so, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, one who was wearing the green skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, it was her.
So pretty much, we were speaking on Snapchat about our thoughts about what happened, and then she knew I was feeling down. She was the only person who actually comforted me. No one, like, more people knew that I was upset, but like didn't say anything or didn't care. And and then before I spoke to her, I saw this notification from Vanessa saying that there was a conference in her church around the same day at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't really think about it. And then Jemima texted Vanessa, because we have a group chat, saying that, mm-hmm, I'll attend. And I was thinking, should I attend? Should I actually bother attending?
Yeah.
It looked like I felt like something was telling me that I should go, but I was not really sure. So I messaged my bestie about this. I told her, obviously, because Jemima and my bestie's sisters.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So obviously she also knew about this. So she encouraged me to go. And Here's something. Obviously, we were talking about tongues before, so we were talking about tongues for a second. It was just a random question. I asked her, "Have you ever spoken in tongues?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, she has." Because I never knew she actually had spoken tongues. I never heard her. So when she said yes, I was actually surprised. And then she was like, "Oh yeah, maybe you try it one day, yeah, and then see where it gets you." So I was like, "Okay, calm." I was like, "Yeah, it's probably never gonna happen to me." Because obviously, since year 10, I was like very, very intrigued and very, very interested in the concept of tongues. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard my mom speaking tongues for the first time when I was in my room in year 10, and then all of a sudden I heard tongues in her room, and I checked and I was like, yo, is this my mom? So like, but moving on, I then eventually decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the conference like around almost 8 p.m. because obviously I was late and I had food at home to finish. So I got to the conference. By the time I got to the conference, it got to like the drama and the dancing, and that was I was actually intrigued in that. And obviously got to all the worship songs.
Yeah.
It was mainly the quiet ones, and there was this song that I've never heard at the time. I never heard it. It was called Jaira, and when I got to the chorus, I Jaira, you are enough.
Love that song. You guys should have a listen to it.
That song saved in my Spotify playlist. I'm sorry, that song is actually like, it's too good.
It's so good.
But yeah, I heard the song and it really like stuck to me. Because
mm-hmm,
before I went to the conference, I was in a youth meeting with my own church.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about what is life. And I was like, life is something that is never promised. Life is something that you'd never expect to go well or go badly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't mess with life. That's what I said. And that song, the chorus literally reminded me of what I said. So I was like, yo, I was literally loving the music. I sang along, and obviously I was too touched. I started praying. I was like, yo, thank you God, thank you for this opportunity, etc, x, y, and z. And Nigerian pastor, after the song finished, came up, prayed for us, prayed in tongues, and then said, oh, for those who are filled with the Holy Spirit may speak in other tongues in Jesus' name, and then everyone started speaking tongues around me.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was praying normally, I was still like thanking God, all of this, and I was asking God to help me with my troubles. And this is the most interesting bit of the story, because when everyone stopped praying, it wasn't complete silence, but everyone was closing down the prayers. At that time, something hit me hard. I can't really explain it. Something in my chest, in my stomach, hit me hard, and all of a sudden, it clicked. I started speaking in tongues. I was like, in my mind, I was like, this is not me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not me right now. This is not me. I'm aware this is happening, but I'm not making this up. I'm not just chatting gibberish for the sake of chatting. This is actually me being legitimate. And then once I was done, I was crying, bro. I was like,
yeah.
Thinking about it now just makes me tearful. Like, but it's something that not many people experience, and not many people get this gift. I'm pretty sure I did ask you this, and you said you haven't.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you've like ever prayed like one day and all of a sudden it clicks for you, then yeah, you just think. Speaking of, fun fact about Josh, we were at a cathedral mass earlier today. And I was talking about me being Pentecostal now, because that's what it is. And Josh came in from behind saying, oh yeah, I just heard about the word Pentecostal, so I decided to join. And I was like, yo, wait, you go to a Pentecostal church? And he was like, yes, because I knew he was Protestant. Mm-hmm. I knew he was obviously not Catholic, but I didn't know he went to like specifically a Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
So pretty much the whole ride home, I was just talking to him about his church.
Yeah,
and how it's Pentecostal. And one of my questions was, yo, is there tongues going on in your church? Like, oh, he was like, yo, everyone speaks in tongues to this church. And I was like, that's including crazy. You. And he was like, yes. So fun fact, I've just found out that Josh actually can speak in tongues. I never thought he actually can.
No, but like that's the thing. Like you look at people and you're like, they could be a Christian. Yeah. They could be the best person ever.
Exactly.
Or they could be the worst person ever. Or exactly. They can have like a totally different perspective of what you thought they were.
Mm.
And be a Christian. Like, exactly. And say something or like speak something where you're like, what? Like, I didn't know that about them. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, I mean, obviously, my bestie told me she went to your church on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And experienced the whole thing and stuff, and she saw Emanuela there,
mm-hmm.
an old friend from our previous year, and then she was in tears. I was like,
yeah.
I was, because knowing Emanuela, she would never be in tears for like stuff like relating to God. So when I heard that, I was like, I was just shocked. How can someone who I've known for a long time, you've never really talked about God like that, be in tears?
But you know what? That just shows the power of God.
It does.
And that just shows that God sees everything that you're going
all
through.
Seeing.
And God will place people in your life and will take people out of your life and will put you in circumstances where you can overcome with Him.
Yeah.
But if you truly like want to be healed and you truly want God to change something in your life, like He will do that.
Yeah,
He will really do that.
He can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another testimony. No, it's fine. It's another testimony that obviously happened recently before Easter. I'm gonna set this up like this. Around January, I had a dream where I was leading people into prayer during Easter, or like around the time of Easter, and I've got it written down on my notes on my phone right now. I can just show you. But yeah, I had a dream, and then obviously there was more to the dream. I'm not gonna explain the whole dream, but the beginning of the dream was that I was leading people into church. I was talking about how Jesus was risen, and in the dream I spoke in tongues. Right. During March time, I realized I was in my room. I was like, no, I didn't really do anything, and it just hit me. And it's like, yo, I can't lie, I've been lacking in prayer. I haven't read my Bible. I had this Bible plan that I had worked out for 2024 that I would use for every single day of the year.
Bible plans are so good.
Yeah, and
so
I missed 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I missed 28 days of it. So I was like, yo, I'm really lacking. Do you know what? I need to fast. I was planning on fasting at one point this year properly, but at that moment, I knew I needed to fast now. And so I set a date for myself, and I realized that Easter was coming up. So I set 2 weeks of fasting. I started on March 18th. Until Easter, obviously.
Yeah.
obviously I didn't fully go out full fasting, obviously I had food in the morning, like early morning, and then broke my fast around 8 p.m. every day. But it was a very good experience. It did increase my prayer life. It reduced the screen time on my phone massively. I mean,
yeah,
it went from like 18 hours to like average 6 hours a day.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Obviously the screen time has went up because of the things I've been doing now, but obviously we'll work on that obviously as we go. But yeah, now and then every time I go to school in form, I've been reading my Bible. No, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read my Bible in form like every day, and I never did that. And on Friday, before I was about to go to rehearsal for our church, I had the keys for the church, obviously, because the pastor gave me the keys for the church for me to keep, obviously, not to just to borrow. And it was during Culture Day as well, so mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you remember a lot of things happened in Culture Day.
Yeah.
And by the time I almost got to the church, I realized I lost my keys. And here's the thing. Now I have the keys attached to my other keys, but I just had the key by itself, so it was in my other pocket.
Yeah.
And then when I was almost at the church, I realized it was not there. So I was checking everywhere, literally every single place, mm-hmm. and I couldn't find it. So I was thinking, yo, I probably left it at school. So I rushed back to school, and by the time I got to school, I was like, yeah, I need to find this key quick, otherwise, because rehearsal is going to be like an hour and a half. And if I didn't find it, not only would I have no access to the church, but no one else would.
Yeah.
And I was going there early because I wanted to spend time reflecting in God, with God as well. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. So I searched the activity studio where we did Culture Day. It wasn't there. I searched other places that I've been to, like the drama studio, the main hall where there was the liturgy, and I think the sports hall, because I was there at one point. The key was not there. So there was one more place to look, and that was in the dance studio.
Yeah.
And before I went to the dance studio, I was like, yo, God, if there's any person who can find my keys, help me, or knows where my keys is, please send them my way. Because I will find these keys in Jesus' name. And then I went to the dance studio. The keys weren't there, and I was about to, and obviously the teachers were doing ballet. Do not ask why. Because most of the female teachers were doing ballet, and mm-hmm. obviously I knew they were doing it in advance, so I didn't want to disturb them. And one of the teachers was like, oh, are you looking for something? I was like, yeah, I'm looking for my keys. I feel like I left them here, but I can't find them. And then one teacher who I didn't know, apparently happens to be the teacher who's like in the lunch hall like every morning when we walk mm-hmm. into school. Yeah, she was there.
Oh yes, I know who you're on about. Yeah, yes.
She was there and happened to know where my key was.
Yeah.
So she took me to the main office, and there was a row of 5 keys, different types of the keys. One of them was the church keys, and I saw it was like the second one that I saw, it was literally right there. Mm-hmm. And she told me, oh, someone found it in the stairs. And I realized I was rushing down, because I remember when I rushed down the stairs, it was when I was getting to the main hall
mm-hmm.
after finishing Culture Day. And yeah, I was like, yo, I never realized it fell out of my pocket like that. So I was literally like blessing. I was like, God bless you. Like, honestly, you're literally a blessing. Like, I would like, but honestly, it just shows like God can like pull a fast one on you. Like, he can just pull a very quick one on you. And obviously people may not believe that, oh yeah, God can do all these things, or there's a lot of suffering in the world. But like, listen, like, I know the thing is as well, there's people that say, oh yeah, if God, all living God, why is there suffering in the world? I mean, we caused the suffering. I mean,
mm-hmm.
God's suffering with us as well. The fact that we are causing ourselves to suffer like this and not turn to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this really quickly, because obviously we'll have to move on to the next thing before we close. I saw this video. A man walked in to get his hair cut with a barber. The barber said, I don't believe in God, saying that, oh, if God was real, if God's all loving, why is there suffering in the world? Look at mm-hmm. many people outside. A lot of hate crimes happening in the world. A lot of violence happening in the world. And the guy who was getting his hair cut didn't say anything because he didn't want to start a feud or an argument. By the time the guy who was getting his hair cut left the barbershop, he saw a man who looked like he was homeless and didn't have a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned back to the barber and said, you know what? I don't believe in barbers. And he was like, why do you not believe in barbers? Like, oh, if barbers really existed, oh, why are there people out in the streets who look homeless and look like they haven't had a haircut in years, hadn't had a haircut in their lives before? And the barber's like, oh yeah, barbers do exist. It's just that people just don't come to them. Oof. To get a haircut.
Mm-hmm. That's good, guys.
Exactly.
If you don't go seek him, God won't reveal yourself to him unless we seek him.
Exactly.
He might show that he exists.
Yeah.
But he's not going to reveal yourself to him unless you believe and you go to him.
Exactly.
And what you were saying about, like, everything that's happened to you, like, it just shows how much God can use people.
Mm.
Because, like, yes, you might have been the one that spoke the tongues, but it was the Holy Spirit in you allowed that to happen.
Exactly.
And, like, the teacher with finding your key, like, it was God that put that teacher to go find that key, or however it happened, however God made it work, to help you. Like, God uses people in so many different ways, and in ways where you don't even know that God's using people.
Exactly.
But, like, if we truly have faith that God is real and that God can change our lives, and that God died and that Jesus died for us, like, it's life changing. It's honestly life changing.
Very life changing. And obviously a lot of people are searching for evidence that God exists.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if you really think about it, it's not really about the evidence, because there can be a lot of evidence. I mean,
there is evidence.
There's a lot of evidence that God is real. But realistically, it's about the will. You've got to want to believe it. Because I can believe in one stuff right now, and then some evidence tells me that, oh, what you believe in is wrong, and I can choose not to believe the source. And if you're not willing to change your belief to reality, no amount of evidence is going to convince you to. None. You need to have the want to have that faith in God. It's not just saying, oh, I believe in. You need to have the want to know God. Otherwise, no amount of evidence that people pull or bring your way can convince you. It's just it's as simple as that.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot, but the main thing that we want to get across is that, like, give it to God. Honestly, like, whatever you want, however, God is your best friend.
Mm.
God is my best friend. God's your best friend. God's everyone's best friend.
Number one best friend. Not number two, not number three, not number 1.5, not number... 1.0001, number one.
Yep.
Exactly.
You can go to him for anything, honestly, whatever you're going through. And even if you don't believe in God, pray. Like,
just give it to
whatever, because there is a God, and God is so powerful, and he's listening to you and he's watching you. And this is why we're doing this, to encourage you to pray and to seek God, because he is so real, and he is so good.
Very real.
So yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
What
a first podcast.
Very first podcast. I think we've gone longer than we expected to go, like a whole 10 minutes longer. But to sum up, the next episode is going to be a really talked about topic.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. And stay tuned for more podcasts in the future. Obviously, we're not going to stop this. We're going to try our best. Like I said, the best of our abilities. Obviously, we're very busy people. We've got other stuff to be doing, but we will try our best to deliver. Because we don't gatekeep. When it comes to the word of God, we do not gatekeep. I might gatekeep my music. Don't get me twisted. Obviously, Reborn out since January. I might gatekeep
go check that out.
But when it comes to the word of God, I cannot gatekeep.
We can't be that selfish. Anyway, we would be too selfish.
I'm sorry, that would be
to keep what we believe, like, and
not,
the
we're
truth.
Not dirty, like, we're not dirty people. Like, it has to be shared. Yeah, Us knowing that information, it has to be shared. It's like it's similar to, like, if we knew the cure of cancer, why would we not share it?
Exactly.
Like, it makes no sense. But yeah, it's good to be doing this podcast now. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We hope that you guys have taken anything from this.
Yeah.
What we want you, if you want to take anything, take this.
Yeah.
That God loves you.
God loves you
so much.
Too
and,
much.
I hope that every single person from our sixth form and every single person from the year below are listening to this.
Yes.
If you've gotten this far, well, honestly, thank you for getting this far. We spoke about a lot. We kind of waffled a bit.
Waffling is good, though.
And
Be sure to follow the Instagram, Embrace by
Embraced? Yes.
Empowered by
let's Britney. Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it. Yeah, let's embrace yeah. it. Why can't we embrace it? But anyway,
follow, Empowered by Grace.
Yeah, follow our Instagram account, Empowered by Grace. And by the way, it's with two E's at the end.
Yep.
It just is. And also just to remind you guys, also follow Jess and Bonnie's project,
Saved by Grace
UK, also on Instagram, and check out their stuff as well below.
It's great, guys. It's ours good. Is very long, but theirs is short and sweet, and it's so it's so powerful. Like, you guys very don't understand powerful. How powerful it
simple,
is.
Simple, but effective.
You're hearing other people's testimonies where, again, you can't tell them that. It's no, you real. Didn't experience exactly. that because they did.
They did, and you can't prove that. You weren't there to experience. You weren't there to see them experience it.
But yeah, and we hope that you liked it. We hope that you take into account that Jesus really does love you.
Yeah.
And that He's always there. Mm. Just whenever you want to seek help, go to Him.
Very.
Because He's listening. He might not answer to you like straight away, but like He will reveal yourself.
Yeah.
Reveal Himself to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, that's it. May God bless you all.
God stay bless tuned you guys.
For episode 2.
Coming out hopefully in a fortnight. Yeah. Every time. Fortnight, hopefully.
And I hope you enjoy listening to Empowered by Grace. I'll see you lovely people.
Bye guys.
In a bit.
Ciao.
Adios.